Did you understand any of that business about the witch? I never figured it out. But when you work around Drover, you have to expect a certain amount of chaos and nonsense. But the important thing is that we were able to rush two loyal dogs to the scene of Slim's latest crisis. We got there just in time. Slim's face had turned red. There was fire in his eyes, and his lips were pulled back in a snarl of rage. He held a ball-peen hammer in his right hand, and, well, I got the impression that he was ready to throw it through the windshield. Okay, Drover, let's set the formation. It's obvious that Slim needs our help.
Gosh, what'll we do?
What do you think? We bark, of course, but not ordinary barks. For this deal, we'd better go to Motor Tune-Up Barks. Ready? Let her rip. Boy, you should have been there. It was really something to see and hear. Two brave dogs pouring heart and soul into a chorus of barking against rust, corrosion, sludge, and your other evil agents that cause pickups to quit running. I don't know as we'd ever done a better job with the Motor Tune-Up program. And I think it would have worked if only... I guess Slim didn't understand what we were doing. How many times has that happened? Thousands of times. Maybe he thought we were just barking. Just a couple of dumb mutts yapping at nothing in particular. In other words, he missed the whole point of the motor tune-up barking procedure. Just about the time we had really gotten into a rhythm and were pumping out some outstanding barks, he whirled around and screeched, "Knock off the dadgum noise, will ya? Huh? Knock off the... Okay, fine, sure. If that's the way he felt about it, you bet. We could sit there like knots on a log and let his dumb old pickup rot into the ground. I mean, I had plenty of things to do and didn't need to take his insults. If he thought he could fix his rattletrap piece of junk pickup without help from his dogs, by George, that was fine with me. I turned to my assistant. Okay, Drover, let's shut her down. Our help isn't wanted here.
Oh, darn. I was just getting into the good part.
I know, but we can't help him if he doesn't want to be helped. We'll just have to let him learn the hard way. Mark my words, son. They'll have to tow that pickup all the way into town and leave it with a mechanic.
Gosh, that's too bad. You reckon we could have fixed it?
Oh, sure, no question about it. Two more minutes of barking would have done the trick. But don't be discouraged. We did all two dogs could have done. Let's get out of here. I gave Slim one last wounded glance and started to leave. But just then Loper came walking up from the house. I figured we might as well stick around and witness the next chapter in the drama. Loper walked up to the front of the pickup and looked under the hood.
Problem?
Slim nodded and gestured with the hammer.
Yep, but if you'll leave me for about 5 minutes and cover your ears, I think I can fix it.
What's the trouble?
Won't start.
Probably flooded. I smell gasoline.
It's a piece of junk.
Loper gave his head a shake.
Slim, some of us have a talent for fixing machinery and some don't. You couldn't fix a yo-yo if the string broke.
Yeah? Then start it yourself.
I will. The secret is, don't pump the foot feed.
I didn't.
That floods the motor.